Stillman and Company is delivered by TriStar Moving, ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming live on Twitter, Twitch, and YouTube. Thanks to the law offices of Amanda Gentry, we are live at Bridgestone Arena today. Reaction Monday, powered by Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, and Focus Sparkling Water with a Spark. Drink Focus, PHOCUS.com. And our Preds Game Day broadcast live at Bridgestone Arena, presented by Hermitage Design Center, the professional source for lighting, hardware, appliance, custom kitchens, and baths on the web at GoHermitage.com. So Chris Sanders calls me today, and saw Chris yesterday, but Chris Sanders calls me, and he said, I watched the tape, and I want you to know that three of the four interceptions, according to Chris, three of the four interceptions were not Tannehill's fault. So he says the first one to A.J. Brown, where the linebacker was just standing there, that was Tannehill's fault. Which, by the way, how many times have we seen that? Where Tannehill's just looking at a guy and just throws it, and there's a linebacker, and it's like, were you not looking? And the obvious answer to that is no, he was not.
Right.
Because the linebacker's just standing there. I've never even heard of this linebacker who intercepted that ball.
There's a lot of players in the Texans I've never heard of.
So then Chris was telling me that on the other three interceptions, they weren't Tannehill's fault, and they weren't necessarily the wide receiver that it was intended for his fault. So on one of them, he was telling me that, like, Mykole Pruitt is supposed to clear his guy out, and he doesn't clear his guy out. So his guy is staying in a zone where he's not supposed to be. And so because he's staying in the zone he's not supposed to be, when Tannehill tries to throw to the receiver, there's another DB over the top or something that intercepts the ball.
Who was the intended receiver on that one?
I don't know.
But, I mean, I can understand the argument that two of the four of them were probably on Des Fitzpatrick, but back to your point, I have a tough time.
One of them, Fitzpatrick, didn't run back to the ball.
Right. He didn't run the correct route. And you could tell that Tannehill didn't necessarily trust him. You could think, Des, you got it. Des, you got it.
Okay, well, if you don't trust somebody, you don't throw them the ball.
Then you don't throw to them.
You cannot throw them the ball. And I know people say, well, then who's he supposed to throw the ball to, Jared? Then get him out of the game. I mean, then you got to call something else. I mean, again, this is the NFL. Now, Blake Bedingfield writes at paulkaharski.com. And look, Chris played in the NFL. This is the one thing I'm going to say. What position did Chris play?
Wide receiver.
What position does Chris coach?
Wide receiver.
So if Chris is going to blame anybody naturally, who's it going to be?
The wide receiver.
Okay. Now, Blake Bedingfield wrote at paulkaharski.com, Blake was hired by Floyd, and he was a 10-year scout or 15-year scout or whatever by the Titans. And he wrote at paulkaharski.com, he said, Tannehill has gotten into a bad habit of staring A.J. Brown down when he is pressured or needs a conversion on a critical down. His second interception came on a poorly thrown ball to the covered Des Fitzpatrick near the goal line. Tannehill's third pick was the second by a former Titans defensive back, Desmond King. Fitzpatrick quit on the route. King jumped in front and took it away. So that right there is Fitzpatrick's fault. Mm-hmm. Which, again, we need to have a discussion about. If Des Fitzpatrick can't even finish his route, why is he in the game?
Like, who else do the Titans have at this point?
It doesn't matter. Go get somebody off of somebody else's practice squad. I get it. You screwed up. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't have picked the guy. You already admitted it by cutting him. You got him on your practice squad.
But you're digging a deeper hole with him.
Just get him out of here. If he can't do what he's supposed to do, and I hate to break it to you, but it's November 22nd. If he can't do what he's supposed to do, just get him out of here. It doesn't matter where you were picked. It doesn't matter who you were picked by. And honestly, it doesn't matter why you were picked. But if you can't finish your route and it's going to cost me a football game, get him out of here. Bedingfield writes, the fourth interception by Tannehill was a pass intended for Firkser. There were two stick routes, one short and one intermediate, and the short cornerback stepped in front of the intermediate route and easily made the interception. Said talking about different things or whatever, but at the end, Blake Bedingfield, when putting together his negatives, he puts it on Tannehill, talking about the fact that, trying to get down to the bottom of this, boy, he writes a lot here. It said, goodness gracious, negatives, Ryan Tannehill, Chester Rogers. And this is the line that scares me from a football guy, because I can kind of, and I'm not saying that Blake's opinion is what Floyd's opinion would have been, because they definitely did not agree on everything.
Right.
But I will say I can hear Floyd talking about this, which is when it comes to Tannehill, Blake writes, quote, the Texans showed life, and the Titans gave them opportunities with an early turnover by Tannehill. Then Tannehill ended the day with 4 interceptions and 2 fumbles. He looked uncomfortable with the supporting cast. Tannehill needs a comfort level with his receivers. He has proven to have success when he is surrounded by players that are on the same page with him. Tannehill can work in players like Westbrook, Akina, Jeff Swaim, Anthony Ferguson, and spread the ball around when he has his go-to players like Brown and Derrick Henry to rely on when it is critical down situations. He's a solid veteran quarterback, but, Blake writes, not a signal caller that can do it by himself like the top quarterbacks in the league. And this is what I do wonder with Tannehill, which is, okay, like, we don't live in a world of absolutes.
Mm-hmm.
Social media has taught people now, like, either this isn't the best or this is the worst, mm-hmm. and we don't live in that. I have never once thought Tannehill was Aaron Rodgers. I have never once thought that he was Russell Wilson. I have never thought he was Patrick Mahomes on his good days. I have never thought he was an elite quarterback.
But and
I
nobody also is never asking thought, him to be.
I never thought he was as, like, I didn't think he was Tyrod Taylor. Like, I didn't think he was Case Keenum. You know, these guys that are backups. He's playing like a backup right now. And when people say, well, you know, Tannehill's got to be comfortable with a supporting cast. I mean, every good quarterback around the league complains about the players they have. Every good quarterback. Russell has Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf in Seattle. He's not happy. Aaron has Devontae Adams in Green Bay. He's not happy.
Who very well could be the best wide receiver in the league.
I mean, so these guys being unhappy with what you have is not something new. And having to work guys in. Peyton Manning had to work guys in. Everyone wants to say Marvin Harrison, Reggie Wayne, as if those were the only two receivers that he ever threw to in his entire life. As if he didn't win with Joseph Addai and Dominic Rhodes at running back. Those weren't Hall of Famers. Edgerrin James was. He didn't win a Super Bowl with those guys. What about Jacob Tammy and Ben Utek? Eric Decker. You know, guys that weren't very good. Like, they weren't good. Like, they were average players, and he won with them. And he won big with those guys. I'm talking about beating the Texans. And so, I hear what Chris is saying, and I don't think that if you were a coach, like if you were Vrabel, and you were to go around the room and start dishing out blame, I don't think you're going to leave the wide receivers alone. So if Pruitt didn't take his guy, and I think that's the intermediate route that Blake Bedingfield was referring to, where the guy just stepped in front and grabbed it, and Chris is saying that basically it was Pruitt's job to get that guy out of there, and he might be right. But even if that's the case, and he didn't do it, at the end of the day, the quarterback is the one who's responsible for this. And if I had had multiple people, if Blake had said, hey, this was not Tannehill's fault, and Chris says, hey, this is not Tannehill's fault, then maybe you have a chance to convince me of that. But I'm just dealing in the reality of what the NFL is, which is if on one hand you're telling me that I got to pay you $30 million because if I let you go, I can't bring somebody else in here who can do what you can do for me. And on the other hand, I think that I can get the same out of Jameis Winston. That's a problem. Like the quarterback market, it's pretty crazy how these quarterbacks get paid. It's pretty wild, right? Like, they get paid an exorbitant amount of money, and that's the market. Like, you have to pay your quarterback the most. But you don't really have to pay your quarterback the most unless you have a really good quarterback. So if you've got, for example, if you've got Deshaun Watson when he's not in trouble, you got to pay him the most. If you've got Mahomes, you got to pay him the most. Rodgers, you got to pay those guys the most. Do you really have to pay Tannehill the most? Do you really have to pay him $30 million? Do you really have to be committed to him for the next 2 years? Or can you go out and get one of these guys that's going to come free at the end? Can you go out and get Jared Goff to do the same thing? That's my issue here. You know what the Indianapolis Colts are right now? The Indianapolis Colts are the Tennessee Titans. They've learned how to play that way because they realized, you know what? Instead of our average quarterback trying to carry us, let's go ahead and turn around and give the ball to the best running back in the NFL.
Who is
the
best? Worked out for them pretty well.
Who is the best running back in the NFL when Derrick Henry's hurt? So for me, I look at Tannehill right now and I say, hey, if you don't trust a guy to run the right route, don't throw him the ball. And if you can't throw somebody the ball, you got to go to Vrabel and you got to say you can't put him in the game. Tom Brady, I was told that you drop a ball with Tom, you run the wrong route with Tom, You get another chance. You do it again, you will not get the football from Tom Brady. And maybe Tannehill needs to be more like that. You know, he's always been a spread the ball around and get it going and all kinds of, he's always been that kind of guy. Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw to the open man. I'm going to do, it's always been what he's done. Maybe he's got to say to these guys, look, if I can't trust you to do what you're supposed to do. We talked about Derrick Henry holding guys accountable earlier in the season. I think Tannehill, maybe if you can't do what I'm telling you to do, then you will not be here. And maybe that has to be the message. And I hear what Chris is saying about Des Fitzpatrick doesn't run his route. Desmond King just goes in front and catches the ball. And that's unacceptable. But I am still telling you that this is quarterback league. And the quarterback has to be the one that keeps the team from losing the game against a team that sucks that bad. And that's where I still, it's like, I have sympathy for the situation Tannehill is in, but I also understand that with the responsibility and with the contract and with the position comes the fact that in that game, you have to get your team through it. If they had gone to the Rams and they had lost, and Tannehill had tried to play well, but he threw for 187 yards and an interception, and he was on his back the whole time. And we would have said, he doesn't have the players that it takes to win. And I think a lot of us would have said, okay. Like, okay. But this is the Texans. That's my biggest difference. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. 615-737-1025. We are to your phones next. 615-737-1025. And then I do wonder this. How much of the injury bug do we factor into why the Titans lost yesterday? Or accepting of the fact that the Titans lost yesterday? And again, this is being realistic and not loser talk, though talking about how much did the injuries affect you in a loss to the Texans certainly does feel very loser talkish. 615-737-1025 is our phone. Oh, Chris just texted me and asked if he can call in. Sure. Why not? We love Chris. So I'm going to text Chris and say he can. Yes. There you go. So I guess Chris is going to call in at some point too. 615-737-1025, Stillman and Company. We are live today at Bridgestone Arena. Again, the Preds have a game. Go to thegamenashville.com/deals to check out Nashville's best deal. The deal this week is a buy one, get one of range passes at the Nashville Armory, a value of $50 for only $25. Nashville Armory is Tennessee's premier shooting facility, whether seeking basic to advanced firearm training or shooting full auto machine guns. And they're half caliber, .50 caliber, and their .50 caliber rated range. Buy, train, and shoot at Nashville Armory. Nashville Armory located at 4290 Neilwood Drive in Nashville. Website is armoryranges.com. Get your deal now at thegamenashville.com/deals. I think you can tell from that read I'm not a huge gun person, but I will say this. I am a big fan of the Nashville Armory. So I'm just throwing it out there.
That's all that matters.
Jared, I'm not a huge gun guy. But I do love the Nashville Armory. I love the people who run the Nashville Armory. I think they are great people. And I really mean that. So there you go. Go to thegamenashville.com/deals to get yours today. Stillman & Company. It's ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Looked like a couple of the picks today were throws to Dez. I know you guys haven't had a lot of time together. Was that a situation maybe where there are some miscommunications on those, some routes that were different?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into the details of everything. At the end of the day, it all falls squarely upon me, and I have to be better.
There you go. That was Tannehill, and I agree. There you go. I agree. It all falls on you. And you may say, but Jared, Des Fitzpatrick didn't this or that. By the way, when is Chris Sanders texting me if you could call in? I'm waiting for Chris Sanders to call. Tannehill, it all falls on me. Done. The end. There you go. And I'm fine with that.
Do you think he actually believes that, or is that Tannehill speak?
So I don't.
I mean, I think he should believe that because I think that's your job when you're the quarterback of a football team.
I would say this: I don't care if he believes it. That's how the NFL works.
Yeah.
Like, hey, here's Tannehill's career in a nutshell: goes to Miami, puts up a bunch of stats early. He might be the next Dan Marino. Doesn't win any games. Gets let go in Miami, traded to the Titans. He's a backup. Marcus stinks it up. He goes in there. He's a backup that's playing well, can't carry you, but man, they keep winning. Oh, man, now he's a Pro Bowl. Now he's out. Oh, hey, he might be the guy. He might be. Hey, he has a passer rating like Joe Montana. Oh, my goodness. He's leading them in the playoffs. He should be Pro Bowler over Deshaun Watson. He should be give him the contract, extend the contract with that phony non-restructure. You know, Tannehill's the man. Throws dumb interception. Well, you know,
interceptions happen.
No, it's okay. It's all
Everyone's
right.
Everyone's hurt.
Four interceptions against the Texans. This is how the league works. If you're a passenger on the bus, which I did not say Ryan Tannehill was when they went to the AFC Championship game in 2019, but when you are a passenger on the bus, you're going to get more credit than you deserve because you play quarterback. And that's what happened. Tannehill hit some big throws in those playoff games. Yes, he did. Firkser for two of them in New England. Raymond, Jonnu Smith in the Ravens game. Tannehill hit some big throws now. Tannehill's won a lot of games for this team. But it just feels like this year, Tannehill's decision-making has gone in the toilet. And we can put the blame on Dez Fitzpatrick all we want. But the truth is, going into yesterday, we all knew Dez Fitzpatrick stunk. And so it shouldn't be a surprise when Dez Fitzpatrick stinks. And so for you to ask John Glennon in that question, how much of it's on Dez and how much of it is to hear Tannehill say, I'm not going to get into that. It's all on me. I agree. You're the quarterback, bro. That's how this league works. It is crazy how this league works. But unless you're Trent Dilfer and you're getting 87 yards a game, of total offense, but your defense isn't allowing a single point, everybody is always going to overrate you when you win at quarterback. Here's the one thing I'll say. When's the last time Tom Brady, and I mean this, when's the last time that Tom Brady, that we looked at Brady and said, well, you know what? I know Brady, doesn't have Gronk's hurt, and this guy's out, and that guy's out, and this guy's out, and that. But we shouldn't expect the Patriots to win. I remember when the Patriots had no receivers 2 years ago in the playoffs. And guess what? The Patriots still got to the playoffs. They still hosted a home playoff game. People still say, well, you got to be scared of Brady. Because Brady has turned a lot of guys that aren't very good, like David Givens, into really rich people. And that's what Tannehill has to do. Tannehill's made one guy a lot of money, Jonnu Smith. And maybe Corey Davis. But I think Corey probably would have gotten paid anyways because of his draft stock and whatever. Mm-hmm. He made one guy a lot of money. You know, it's time for Tannehill to step up. It's not fair. Life is not fair in a lot of our professions. I told the story on the radio last week about my situation a year ago. Guess what happened on this Monday a year ago? We're getting ready to do the show, and Ryan texts me and goes, hey, Floyd called and said he has to miss this week because he's got to get something taken care of. Now, we didn't know what it was, and we didn't know what that would mean. But guess what? All of a sudden, in the middle of football season, when the Titans are on their way to the playoffs, my partner's gone. And at the end of the day, I think a lot of people probably felt bad for me. They probably didn't know what was going on because we couldn't tell them. But I knew in my heart that at the end of the day, my job is to host this radio show. Mm-hmm. The GM would have looked at it and would have said, I want you to do this show to the best of your abilities, and I want you to still put out a good show, even though I'm not there. Because that's what he would have expected of me, and that's what I would have expected of him if I wasn't here. And nobody cares. You can't do the show without the guy. Ultimately, people are going to say, they really had a good show together, but then once he lost him, he just wasn't the same anymore. He just wasn't very good. And when you're not very good, what happens to you in an industry like this or an industry like that?
You don't have a job.
You're out. So this is how I feel about Tannehill. It's like, I get people that are going to try to make excuses, but it's a four-interception game against the Texans. My God.
And I think that's why I'm getting frustrated with the excuse-making for Ryan Tannehill of, look at all of the injuries that this team is dealing with. Which, yes, I understand that sets the Titans back big time. I mean, imagine if they had A.J. Brown, Julio Jones, Derrick Henry, and a fully healthy defense. That would have been a way different game. But the Titans still found a way to put up 420 yards of offense.
You know what's crazy?
It's not like they couldn't move the ball.
You know why the Texans got into this game?
Because of the turnovers.
Because Ryan Tannehill early in the game threw an interception he shouldn't have thrown. That's why.
In the five turnovers, the Texans were able to capitalize off of three of them.
They scored
points off of three of five turnovers.
Ryan Tannehill's first interception totally changed the game. At that point, now the Texans have a little bit of life. And that's, again, this is the NFL. When you go in the Hall of Fame, they don't tell you who caught all your touchdown passes. They don't say, that was, they don't say, hey, that was an amazing catch that led to that one. And that was a, Ben Roethlisberger's going to go into the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a good throw. So I'm not taking anything away from Ben. Ben Roethlisberger's going to go into the Super Bowl. And when Ben goes to the Super Bowl, they're going to talk about that game-winning touchdown pass that he made in the back of the end zone of the 2008 Super Bowl. It was one of the best catches I've ever seen from Santonio Holmes. An amazing catch. You think when Ben goes in the Super Bowl, they're going to say, and he couldn't have done it without Santonio Holmes' great touchdown catch? No, probably they're not. And that's this is the league. And nobody feels bad for you in this league. And this is where I'm looking at it saying, hey, you want to be treated like a big boy team? You don't make excuses when you lose games you shouldn't lose. You point your finger at your quarterback. That's what you do. Like, you look at your guys and you say, hey, you've got to get your team past this, and you can't throw the ball to the other team. And Blake Bedingfield's telling you, hey, negative number one, Tannehill. Tannehill's saying after the game, put it on me. I get it. Des Fitzpatrick stinks. Okay, great.
We knew that a long time ago.
Great. Then get him out of the game. If the second interception's Des's fault, the third interception's Des's fault, the fourth interception, why is Des still in the game? Well, Des, who else are you going to put out? Go to two receiver sets. Do something. My goodness gracious. We'll get to your phones next. 615-737-1025 is our phone number, 615-737-1025. TD's called in? Apparently so. Okay. So we'll take TD's call and we'll take your calls. 615-737-1025 is our phone number here on Stillman and Company. Let me tell all the fine folks out there about the FanDuel Sportsbook app, because everybody likes FanDuel Sportsbook, and that's why it's America's number one official sportsbook app is the FanDuel Sportsbook app. And it's my official sportsbook app. Enjoy a football feast this Thanksgiving Day by winning $150 on a $5 bet when you join FanDuel Sportsbook. New customers, this is your chance to gobble up 30-1 odds. Just place your first bet on any NFL team to win on Thanksgiving Day. Bears and Lions, Raiders, Cowboys, Bills and Saints. And I got to be honest with you, I'm not sure I feel comfortable at all telling you which games to pick, because the NFL this year has been all over the place. So pick whichever ones you want. But I mean, like, I tell you the Bills, but my goodness gracious. Anywho, FanDuel is America's number one rated sportsbook app. It's easy to use and it's safe and secure. And when you win, you'll get paid in as little as 2 hours. Sign up with the promo code JGM to get in on all the action. Celebrate Thanksgiving by winning $150 on a $5 bet. Remember to use promo code JGM when you sign up exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. 21 and older and present Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in a designated offer market. Max bonus $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in-site credit within 72 hours. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
How about Dez? On the goal line one, seemed like maybe he wasn't where he should be. We saw Ryan talking to him after the third interception.
Again, we're going to go through this, and it's going to take all 11. It's going to take everybody being where they're supposed to be. To throw the football, we start with protection, making sure that the pocket's firm, running the guys behind. We have to do better, making sure that we're strong down the field, that we're not getting pushed places that we shouldn't be, the distribution, the route timing, recognizing zone coverage, sitting down. So, those are all things that are going to be important here, and even more so this week.
I will give the Titans credit. Nobody's going to call anybody out. They're not going to say, Dez screwed that one up. Dez stinks. You're not going to hear it. You're not going to hear that from Tannehill. You're not going to hear that from Vrabel. You're not going to hear it from Downing. You're not going to hear it from any other player on the team. And I will give them credit on that, which makes it incredibly frustrating to fairly assess blame on certain elements of the Titans. Now, TD has called in. Phone lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Reaction Monday, powered by Spring Hill Heating and Cooling and by Focus, sparkling water with a spark. So TD has called in. TD has texted me, and I don't want to say in defense of Tannehill. That's probably not the right way to say it, but more so backing up Chris's points that you can't just point the finger at Tannehill for all the interceptions yesterday. So TD, you go ahead with your thoughts kind of on the blame game of the interceptions and how much is really fair to put on Tannehill.
Yeah, I wanted to call in just, you know, out of respect for the Titans fans, because, you know, this whole thing about just harping on Tannehill stinks is wrong, and you're doing it incorrectly. And I'm just going to point out one of the interceptions. Chris has another one that he wanted to explain, but I'm going to explain the one at the goal line, right? And on this particular play, this was the second interception, Desmond King's first interception. Des Fitzpatrick was the backside X receiver. You had Trips on the right-hand side. Fitzpatrick ran a post corner, right? Chester Rogers was, I believe it was number two or number three on the opposite side, running a deep crossing route, okay? Now, Rogers beat his man. His man was behind him in the trail position. Des Fitzpatrick, one of the things that Mike Vrabel said about Fitzpatrick that he wanted to get better back in camp was what? More of a sense of urgency. Fitzpatrick ran the post corner. Number one, he didn't sell the post, and then he didn't come out of the corner to that upper pylon like he was supposed to. He came out flat. Ryan Tannehill drops back. And one thing I want you to understand, Jarrett, quarterbacks don't throw to men, they throw to spots, okay? Tannehill dropped back, and he had that understanding that just past that left hash was where Chester Rogers was going to be open. Everything worked out except for Fitzpatrick didn't run his route aggressively enough with enough urgency to clear it out. So Des King was able to come off of the route and intercept the pass. He made a play on the ball after the ball was thrown, but the ball was thrown to a spot. That is not on Ryan Tannehill.
Okay, what happened on the first interception?
I want you – what is that?
What happened on the first interception?
The first interception was just a bad play. It was a terrible read by Tannehill where he locked in on A.J. Brown, and he should have never done it, and he failed to see the linebacker, and it was a bad play. That was on Tannehill. Mm-hmm. But to sit here and blame everyone, and Chris explained the other one, you have to understand what happens on the football field and the importance of spacing and roles that each route has.
I totally hear you.
You don't understand, so you're on here saying arrogantly.
I totally understand what you're saying. I totally understand what you're saying. That, and it goes
so
back to what Vrabel said.
These fans. Don't
well, but it's like it's like what Vrabel said in the clip that we just played about how 11 guys have to do the right thing, and in order for, and that's every coach can say that every time, but it is true. Like, it is in theory true that all the guys have, if a right tackle doesn't block and the quarterback gets blown up, then it doesn't matter what happened this way or the other. My theory is the quarterback is the guy who is leading this team right now. Tannehill makes $30 million. When Aaron Rodgers lost Devontae Adams and Alan Lazard and still went to Arizona and won a game, I don't know how much trust Aaron has in those guys or how good those other guys are or things of that magnitude. But the quarterback is the one guy who's supposed to get everybody together. The quarterback is the one who is supposed to decide, okay, I can trust you to do this. I can put the ball there. And if Tannehill can't trust Des Fitzpatrick to do the right thing, then Tannehill can't be able to throw.
Guess what he was doing? Guess what he was doing throwing the football to a spot? He was trusting that Des Fitzpatrick was going to run an aggressive route with urgency and clear it out, and Chester Rogers was going to beat his man. Chester Rogers beat his man. Unfortunately, Fitzpatrick, who was still working through, you know, adjusting to being an NFL player, didn't do his job on that play and cleared it out. That's trust. He trusted Fitzpatrick to clear it out. And he
But when I say he's got to trust his guy, he's got to correctly. He's got to correctly trust his guys. Like, again, I don't know who Aaron's backup receivers are in Green Bay. I don't know. But he went to Arizona and beat them with a bunch of backup receivers. And if this had been the other way around, like if Tannehill had beaten a good team and had thrown four touchdowns and no picks, and he had done it with all backup receivers, we would be praising how great Tannehill is. But that also, that is the league, TD, and you know that. That's the league.
No, no. The league is each guy, when it's his opportunity to make a play or his opportunity to be a clear out, to contribute to making a play, make the play. That one, I don't care. You could try to shift it all you want. I gave you a thorough explanation. That one was not on Ryan Tannehill. Absolutely not on Ryan Tannehill. That was Des Fitzpatrick. But at the same time, you know, Des Fitzpatrick, guess what he did on the touchdown? He ran a very nice route, right? He inside released a little bit, sold the corner with his eyes, right, and stuck his foot in the ground, exploded to the post. It gave Tannehill space. Tannehill threw him the football, and it's a touchdown. You see what happens when you run the right route? You see what I'm saying? And that's not what happened on that play. So for you to get on here and say, oh, you know, every interception is – no, every interception was not his fault.
TD.
It wasn't.
I hear you. I understand what you're saying. I'm just going to tell you, I'm not backing down on the Tannehill criticism. He hasn't been good enough. And yesterday he wasn't good enough.
I'm not telling you don't criticize him. Heck, I criticized him for making a terrible boneheaded throw on the interception in the red zone. That would have been, at the very least, tying the game at 3-3. I criticize. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is don't miseducate these fans and have them thinking that everything is on Tannehill when it's not. He deserves criticism. You're right. He's getting $30+ million a year. He deserves criticism. But he doesn't need to get criticism. And it's not even – I'm not on here defending Tannehill. What I'm on here to do is make sure that you don't, like I said, miseducate the fans. Don't have them thinking one thing happened when it was totally different. And just because, like, you know, you talk loud and you talk fast, that doesn't mean you know what happened on the play. I'm telling you what happened on the play. That wasn't Tannehill's fault.
Okay, so I want to take what you said, and I want to get reaction on that. TD, I appreciate you calling in, by the way, and I still love you.
Rashad, you know what? That's how I was going to end it. I still love you.
I still love you, TD. So I want to get reaction to TD. TD brings up a fair point. I have not, and this was the one thing about the kind of like the fun thing about the Jared and the GM program, was they never really had to worry about that kind of stuff, right? Like, because, you know, he'd sit there and say, well, the guy's supposed to cut in this, guy's supposed to, okay, Floyd said it's almost be true. Look, I think Des Fitzpatrick stinks. And I think Des Fitzpatrick doesn't deserve to be here. And I understand there are injuries. And I understand, like, sometimes excuses are valid in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as you want it to not be the case, it is the case. And I go back to the Titans Super Bowl, where Marcus Robertson breaks his ankle, and Blaine Bishop gets concussed in the Super Bowl. And now Perry Phoenix and Tony Dorsett are out there. Anthony Dorsett's kid. Anthony Dorsett and Perry Phoenix are out there. Kurt Warner throws a ball over the top for a touchdown. You lose. But I do wonder this, and I thought about this yesterday. How different is everybody's life in that stadium if Blaine Bishop and Marcus Robertson play? And that Kurt Warner doesn't throw for a Super Bowl record of yards.
Mm-hmm.
How different is it? But nobody cares. Like, when they let Floyd go from the organization, nobody said, you know, Floyd, we'd be keeping you around here if Marcus Robertson was out there, but instead Perry Phoenix was out there. This is the NFL. And with Des Fitzpatrick, nobody's going to care if they waive him tomorrow. And they might.
That's what I was going to ask. Do you think that he's on their active roster for next week?
Probably not. But, I mean, as far as this league's concerned, what your reputation is, I mean, if we're looking at the Titans and we're saying this team is a Super Bowl contender because Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry are good enough to take you there, and now something happens to Derrick, we have one of two choices, in my opinion. We can either just say, well, pack it in, boys. Nothing you can do with all these injuries. Or you can look at the one guy who you know is an NFL player, and you can say, hey, more responsibility on your plate. And that's how I feel about Tannehill. If Des Fitzpatrick can't run the right route, then Ryan Tannehill has to go to the sidelines and tell Rob Moore and tell Todd Downing, get this guy out of the game. Get him out. I'm sure they had other receivers, although I can't think of who they would have had.
That's what I was going to say, is I hear you and I understand that, but who is it?
Who was on the, like, who was active? They had Rodgers. They had Westbrook Akina.
Uh-huh, who had a decent game yesterday.
They had Fitzpatrick,
career high receiving yards.
Do they not have anybody else anymore?
I mean, they don't have Josh Reynolds anymore. Josh Reynolds is looking pretty attractive right now.
Josh
Marcus
Reynolds
Johnson and A.J. Brown. But I mean, yeah.
That's the other thing, by the way. When player asks for his release, maybe sometimes don't do it. Like,
I mean,
maybe sometimes say, no, you stay.
It felt like a good decision at the time. He hadn't really produced much for the Titans. He didn't really do much, and it wasn't a ton of money, but it was like, hey, it's money that you get back. He wants to be out. We'll take him out.
So I keep going back to this, which is I don't ever feel this way about the great quarterbacks. Rodgers went to Arizona, and he didn't have his guys, and he still found a way to win. And my guess is those great quarterbacks figure out how to get those guys to do the right thing.
But nobody's labeling Ryan Tannehill as the caliber of quarterback that Aaron Rodgers is.
And nobody's asking the Texans, him to be. And nobody thinks the Texans are any good. That Texan team is terrible. You hear the guy who's intercepting the ball. Desmond King. We all know Desmond King. Desmond King sucks. He came in here last year. They traded for him because they had no corners. He came in here, and he can't run with anybody. And Desmond King lit it up last night. I mean, it's just, that's where they are. But again, I think TD has a fair point. You know, is it not fair to say that Fitzpatrick screwed up yesterday and that we should take blame off of Tannehill's plate? And TD's not saying Tannehill's blameless.
No,
he's not saying that.
He's criticizing him himself.
But I mean, I keep looking at this like, to me, yesterday was a statement game for Tannehill. That's all I'm saying. It was a statement game as to this is what this guy is. So we'll get your reaction on it. 615-737-1025 is our phone number, 615-737-1025. Join us from 11 to 1 in the beautiful Bode Hotel courtyard to watch the Titans take on the Patriots this Sunday. Game starts at noon, and we'll be on site giving away tickets to shows like the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Dierks Bentley sidebar gift cards, plus a two-night, two-bedroom stay at the Bode Nashville. Must be present to win. Drink specials all game long at the sidebar, the Bode Nashville's new in-house cocktail bar serving cocktails, beers, wines, and bar bites. Be sure to join us at the Bode Hotel, 401 2nd Avenue South in downtown Nashville. Don't miss the pregame show live from Corner Pub in Bellevue this Sunday. The pregame show featuring Mark Howard, Chris Sanders, and yours truly. Join us from 9:30 to 11:30 at the Corner Pub in Bellevue. Prior to the Titans taking on the Patriots, the pregame show brought to you by TriStar Moving, Parman Tractor and Equipment, FreedomTireGuys.com, FanDuel, E2 Roofing, Hillside Medical, Social Furniture, and Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey. We're live from Bridgestone Arena Preds tonight against the Ducks. Brought to you by Hermitage Design Center, the professional source for lighting, hardware, appliance, custom kitchens, and baths on the web at GoHermitage.com. To the phones we go. As promised, Chris has been waiting patiently and is up next. Phone lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, I'm not going to comment much on the game. It was horrible. Something that, as a Titans fan from the very beginning, that we're all too familiar with, seeing games like this happen over the years. But on a lighter note, I just want to commend you, Jared, and whoever else was involved in putting together that tribute show for Floyd Friday evening. Caroline, if you was involved.
Caroline was a big part of it.
You guys did a wonderful job. It was professional. And as a Titans fan from the beginning, I just really enjoyed it. And I just think you did the GM proud.
Thank you so much, Chris. I do appreciate that. I appreciate everybody that listened. And I'll say this. I got to give, first of all, Caroline and Ryan Porth both worked a lot on getting that show off the ground. And I also want to thank the Titans, because they did help us, you know, connecting us with Jerry Glanville and having John Robinson on the program. And so I do want to thank the Titans for that. I will say this. The reception to the program Friday night was absolutely outstanding. It felt to me like there were a lot of people that were looking forward to that program. Like, oh, I got to listen on, 5 o'clock on Friday. And I certainly felt that way from a lot of people. And I appreciate people saying that we did a good job on it. I thought we could have done a better job, honestly.
You're always going to think we could do a better job.
That is true. But I really did appreciate. Caroline worked really, really hard on it. Ryan worked really, really hard on it.
Happy to be part of it.
You know, the people that were on it wanted to be a part of it. Mike Munchak went, called me in the middle of like a break during the middle of the day, for us to be able to have him on the program. Jerry Glanville, even though maybe Jerry talked a little bit too much about Jerry on the program. Jerry
Glanville.
He's
a hoot and a half.
He's wild. Mike Mularkey, you know, coming on. Like, look, I mean, you know, memories for Mike Mularkey in the city of Nashville aren't the greatest in the world, but Mike Mularkey likes Floyd a lot. So Mike Mularkey came on, John Robinson, you know, you name it. And podcast available if you want to listen to it. I've probably listened to the podcast like six times already. Thomas is up next on Tannehill. Thank you for calling. Go ahead, Thomas.
Yeah. Hey, Jared. Listen, I don't want to make it personal, but you keep me up at night these days about Tannehill. Like, we have mutual friends, and they all seem to like you a lot, so I like you, like, personally. But, dear Lord, I can't – you talk about him like he's like Jadeveon. Like, if he, all right, so, like, Van Pelt asks all the time about it's normally about college coaches. Like, if he's not – do you think he's the guy? Do you think Tannehill is? Like, if you had to say one way or the other.
Define the guy.
I was hoping you wouldn't say that. do you think – okay, I'll put it this way. If – just say Derrick Henry's in the game, but for whatever reason, whatever team has neutralized him, do you think Tannehill – say that game is the Super Bowl – do you think Tannehill could win us a game of that magnitude with the team mostly on his shoulders?
No.
Okay. How many quarterbacks in the league do you think could, though?
Well, I mean, that's like a question putting me on the spot where I'd have to go through every guy and say, like, I can tell you right now, Jones can't, and I can tell you Aaron Rodgers can. Now, can I go through each one and say, okay, you know, can Joe Burrow? I mean, like, there's, like, to me, I'd have to, like, think about every quarterback in the league. But the thing is, Thomas, is when you get to that stage, the guys you're playing normally have guys that can do that. And so that's kind of the bigger thing here. I've said this all along. If Derrick Henry does not come back, you are not going to win the Super Bowl. And if Derrick Henry does come back, I think you've got a shot to win the Super Bowl. Like that, because I don't think Tannehill can do what you're saying can Tannehill do. I never thought he could do that. But there's a difference between carrying the team in the Super Bowl and four interceptions against the Texans. That's all I'm saying.
Absolutely. But, like, one, I think interceptions should have some kind of designation, like earned run average. Like, at least half of the
like an unearned interception and an earned interception?
Exactly. That should bear some weight. And I'm sure there's some stat head that's got that, but I haven't seen it. Because he's judged too much on all quarterbacks are judged on just old-fashioned box scores, which I think is silly. I mean, he's playing with part – like the receivers are part-time employees on this team. I don't understand.
So, Thomas, here's – and I appreciate your call. Here's where I'm going to differentiate this. Ryan Tannehill made his bones with this franchise as the man throwing playoff touchdowns to Anthony Firkser, Khalif Raymond, and Jonnu Smith. It's not like he got $30 million from the Titans because he threw for 400 yards in one game where he had Jerry Rice on one side and he had Lynn Swan on the other side. And he said, all right, boys, 53 hike. And then when Lynn Swan got hurt, they brought in Randy Moss. That's not what happened. He threw for less than 100 yards in a playoff game. And we loved it. We loved it. And we said, okay, that's what this is going to be. But now you're saying, well, the receivers aren't good enough. Well, the receivers weren't good enough then. How many people could have won in the NFL with Khalif Raymond at wide receiver? Probably not a lot. So we knew right then and there, okay, this is what it has to be in order for Tannehill to perform better. Now Tannehill's backed into a corner. So you have two choices. You either say, well, he ain't that good, or you say, you got to go do more. But this is the Texans. That's why I said if this had happened against the Rams after they had lost Derrick Henry and they had not had the wide receivers in there and they had lost to the Rams and this had been why, we'd have said, hey, you know, they just don't have the players in there to be able to do this.
It's the Rams. They're a great team.
What it is. Grant is up next on Tannehill. Thank you for calling. Go ahead, Grant.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate this. I enjoy you guys' show. You know, Tannehill, I've always believed that he has what it takes with the right pieces. The reality is, if he throws two interceptions instead of that third one, we probably win that game.
Yep.
You know, he could have gotten away with two interceptions, but not three and not four. And you know, as far as Fitzpatrick goes, a lot of people are dogging him, and that's fine. But you know, Robinson has a lot to do with that. He traded three picks for Fitzpatrick, and he ended up not getting anybody. So you
Des Fitzpatrick, and I have heard Grant and
four picks.
I appreciate your call. I have heard. I mean, first of all, when a general manager busts on a fourth round pick, it's not the end of the world for me. And you can say he traded three picks, but it wasn't like, you know, the three picks the Rams sent the Lions to get rid of Jared Goff. You know, like it's those were not premium picks. I get it. I love my picks. You know me. But like we have to get over the fact that they drafted a receiver in the fourth round. He sucked. You know, that's happened before. Like Floyd drafted Roy Dell Williams, I think, in the third round. And ultimately, you have to get over the fact that that guy's not any good. Now, I will say this. The lack of depth at wide receiver is a big issue. And it has been a big issue. I mean, these are practice squad guys. Marcus Johnson was on your practice squad last year. Chester Rogers was on your practice squad. Nick Westbrook-Akina was on your practice squad. Josh Reynolds, you released him because you didn't have a role for him. And now, to your point, you probably do have a role for Josh Reynolds. So all those things have to be factored in there. Gosh, what was the first point he made? This is why I hate when people make multiple points. Because when you make the first point, it's always usually the best one. It's always the best point. Anywho, I can't remember what it was. 615-737-1025. It's Reaction Monday, powered by Spring Hill Heating and Cooling and by Focus Sparkling Water with a Spark. If you're watching the stream right now, you see I got my Focus right here. That's right. You need to pick me up during your day. Do not get the fake energy and the fake caffeine and the sugar and the crash and the, you know, the artificial stuff. No. Your body needs water, and it does not need to be boring. That's why you've got Focus. You can find it at Publix, Focus, P-H-O-C-U-S, drinkfocus.com. Focus is sparkling water with a spark. It's got natural tea caffeine, so you get clean energy without sugar, calories, or crash. Go to drinkfocus.com to find the full lineup of flavors and get them delivered right to your door. You can use the promo code GAME, G-A-M-E, at checkout for 15% off your first order. Focus is also available at your local Publix. That's Focus, P-H-O-C-U-S, on the web at drinkfocus.com.